Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Zayin in the Yerushalmi, and this Masech L'Shirim is sponsored by the Elman family from Baltimore. Le'ilin Ishmas, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yechiel, Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim, Usher Fagelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Barley Basriel Rubin, and Basra Benjamin Rubin, Aleihem Hashalom. So there's a lot to talk about today. Let's get right into it. Issues of Havdalah, as we are talking about, when do we say Atochan Antanu? We had three different days in the Mishnah where we put Atochan Antanu in the Shemoneh Esrei. Do we put it as a bracha by itself? Do we put it as part of Atachonein? Do we put it as part of Modim? Right, different days in the Mishnah. So let's start with where we are on the two dots on Nun Vav Amabez towards the bottom. So we had a couple different days already where we put it. We spoke yesterday also about what happens when Yontif is on Sunday. Right, does that change anything? Because there is no Atachonein. So where do we put it there? Okay, so Amar Reb Yudin. Amar Reb Yudin, within the Shita, according to the Charedim reads this Gemara, and that's how we'll read it, within the Shita of the Rabbanan, that say you put it into Chonin Hada'as. Where in Chonin Hada'as do you put it? Where do you put it into Chonin? So we know where we put it, but really you could put it in different places. So where do you put it? Reb Yudin Omer, Matbea Bracha, V'yacharkach Mavdil. Right, first you say the normal bracha of Atachoni Liadam Das, and toward after that you say the bracha of Amavdil. Right, Yaskel says the Charedim Atachoni Liadam Das, V'yacharkach Omer Ata Amarta Lahavdil. Vasya, and the girsa of the Charedim is Vaasya, and it goes like Vasya Karebi. This follows Rebbe, meaning Rebbe who says to Rebbe Amar. We had Rebbe a couple of days ago. Tamahani, Rebbe was in shock that Heich Bitlu Chonin Adas B'Shabbes Emein Deya Tefila Minayin. Right, Rebbe said, how can they take out Atachonin from the Shabbos davening? You want to take out the rest of the brachas? Fine, but there's nothing without Das. So how can you take it out? So you see how important Das is. Das is the first. So the Rebbe Yudin is following Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Yudin says, first you have to have Atachonin, first you have to have Das, right? And then you could talk about Havdalah. V'ko Amar, and that's V'ko Im Ein Deya Havdalah Minayin. And so too, Rebbe Yudin applies that same idea. Rebbe says, without Das, how do you have Tefillah? And Reb Yudin says, without Das, how do you have Havdalah? And therefore, Reb Yudin says that you put Atachonin, you say Atachonin, the regular Matbei HaBracha, and then you put in Havdalah. Amar Reb Yisrael, again, note that some of the other Mefarshim, I have a different shot of what this line is going on, maybe within Rabbi Akiva Shita, about the fourth bracha, Bifnei Atzma, but we're going to go with the Charedim, that this is all discussion within the Shita of the Rabbanan, that you put it into Atachonin. Reb Yudin says you put it not at the beginning of Atachonin, you put it after you have the regular Matbea Bracha. Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Elazar, he argues, no, Mavdil V'achar Kach Omer Matbea Bracha. No, first you do Avdallah, first you add in Amavdil, Beikot Ezechol, whatever the Nusach is, and then you would say the regular bracha involved. Why would you do that? Because we will see a little bit later on, in the middle of the next Amud, that Rabbi Yisla Bar Elazar holds that you can't do any malacha before, you can't do anything related to weekday before you make Avdallah. So that's why you should do Avdallah first, and then Matzbeya HaBracha. That's the order that it should be. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gilyoni HaShas notes that maybe according to our minhag, that is why we try to do a little of both. Says the Rabbi Yosef Engel that the reason that we try to do both, where we put it in the middle of Atachonin, right? We put it. If I could find it, we put it in the middle of Atachonin to try to have Elu ve'Elu. Here it is. Masha muvan irbeinai muvan masha anu omer matachonin leodam dazon lamed lanu shpida v'yachar kach atachon antanu ve'ein omer atachon antanu betchila o ligmar, and we don't say it all the way at the end because this is machlokes in the Yerushalmi, and we try to do a little of both, right? We try to do a little of both. Alkein anu osim davar mimutza lomar atachonin leodam dazon lamed lanu shpina lahaskir das. First you mention das to be yotzi the first opinion may das havdalah minayin. But you can't say the second part of Atachonin yet, which is a bakasha, chaneinu meitacha, because that's like a weekday kind of thing. That's why you dafka mamish do it in the middle to be yotzei both opinions. First, you mention Hashem gives you das, so you yotzei the first opinion, and you say it before you ask for das. And that's Yotzei, the second opinion. And that's why exactly Elu ve'elu are minag. Eif shalom ar gam chaninim eitecha dezeo kfar bakashas v'tfiyas sorech v'asar kodim abdala. V'yalkein omrim ki kein atach chonein la'adam das umalai melerosh bina lahaskir das v'achar kach atach aratanu v'achar kach avinu malkeinu achal alina yom el-gusinu l'shalom ti bakashas sorech d'afar eskars abdala kfar muter bakashas sorech. Fascinating. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says our reason that you put it exactly where it is in atach chonein is to be Yotzei these two opinions of the Yerushalmi. Good. Rabbi Elazar Barushia says, Rabbi Elazar Barushia, Obavad shalo yifchos bishalosh havdalos. A person is not yotzei havdalah unless he mentions at least three havdalos. Three separations. We use the opportunity when we're talking about the difference between Shabbos and weekday to talk about other separations, other avdalos. What avdalos? So the Charetim here quotes, what are the three? Hamavda bein kodesh lachol, bein or lachoshech, bein Yisrael lo amim. Those three. What about Ben Yom Ashvi L'Sheshi Zimei HaMaaseh? No, that's just ending Me'ein HaChasima. That's not a separate Havdalah. But those are the three. Kodesh and Chol, Or and Choshech, and Yisrael La'amim. Some of the Bali Musar point out that when you make Havdalah, right, Or and Choshech are very different. Or and Choshech are very different. And Kodesh and Chol are very different. And what else is on the list? Ben Yisrael La'amim is very different. And we have to recognize the unique status that we have and the responsibility that we have. Again, in a privileged way, like Kohen and Yisrael is also different in Havdalas, as we'll talk about. Amr Yochanan, Amr Apoches lo yifchas b'shalosh v'amosav lo Yosef Yosef mishiva Havdalas. You could do more than three if you'd like. You have a choice, three or seven, right? Because there's four other places in the Torah where Havdalah is mentioned. So you could choose to have three, you should choose to have seven. The Gemara in Pesachim, in the Bavli, Daf Kof Gimel, Kof Dalet, mentioned the other ones. If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he quotes the Gemara. What are the other ones? Bein Koanim Lilovim, Ubein Tamei Latahar, Ubein Mayim Elyonim, Lamayim Tachtonim. Right, other differences, again, if one has to analyze the symbol of each of these, but one could have more, Avdalos. But again, the Rishonim say there, Msachim, that it's one of the, you can't just mention four, five, six, it's three or seven. Three or seven is your choice. Levi Amar, Ubavan, me Avdalos, Amores Patorah. But all the Avdalos have to be Avdalos that are mentioned in the Torah, where you have the term Havdalah, La Havdil, somewhere in the Torah or in the Tanakh, right? The pasuk by Kohanim and Leviim is in Divrei Hayamim, but somewhere in the Tanakh. Nachim Rabbi Simoi Nafak Umar B'Shem Avui. He said in the name of his father, Afilu Avdala Achas. He said no, even mentioning one Avdala is good enough. Hamavdu Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Right? The Gemara in the Bavli mentions that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used to do. V'yomer Rabbi Avahu V'tzorach Lachtom B'Avdala. The Charedim says this means, even according to the opinion that says you do more, right, than one, but you have to end off with Havdalah. You have to end off Baruch Hashem Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. Right, one has to end off with that. Rabbi Mana Boy, Meyata Afilu Pasach B'Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol V'Chozer V'Chozi B'Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol. You say the same words? What if you said Hamavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol at the beginning of the bracha? You say the same words at the end of the bracha? Is that appropriate? So Amar Biosi Barbun, yeah. Volomi Birchol Sheposchem Bebarach Vachosbim Bebarachain. Isn't this one of those brachas that can start and end with the barach? Meaning it's not one of these short brachas. They only mention barach once, like a birchas mitzvah or a birchas hanenin. It starts and ends with the barach. And sometimes you have brachas that start the same way that it ends. And the Charedim quotes others: Yotzer Or Ruvorei Choshech, Yotzer Hamaoros. Right? Asher Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. Baruch Hashem Hamariv Aravim. Sometimes you could end the same exact words. That's okay. So here too, right? Maybe the questioner was that you have to have a little difference between the nusach, but the answer is that no, one could have the same exact nusach either way. Havdalah itself is a machlokas rishonim, whether saying Havdalah is a mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah d'rabbana. Making kiddush is sure a mitzvah d'oraisa. That we know. Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakacho. What part of kiddush is d'oraisa? That itself is a three-way machlokas, just saying the words, or holding the cup, or even drinking the wine. Right? The mefarish in Nazir seems to say even drinking the wine. We assume just saying the words. Right? Zechira Bepeh, that's the mitzvah d'oraisa of Havdalah, of Kiddush. What about Havdalah? So that is a machlokas. The Rambam says that Havdalah is also d'oraisa. The Rambam says part of Zachos Yom HaShabbos is that we cordon off Shabbos, and we make it separate before and after. And that's two sides of the same coin. Says the Rambam, mitzvah zaseh min haTorah l'kadeshus yom haShabbos bedvarim, to sanctify the day with words. Klomer zachreyu zechiras shevach v'kiddush, praise. V'tzorach lezachreyu b'knisaso u'b'yitziyaso, when it comes in and when it comes out. Right? B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'b'yitziyaso b'avdala. That's the shita of the Rambam, that kiddush and avdala are both daraisa. The other Rishonim, the Ramban, others say that no, Kiddush is daraisa, but Havdalah is darabanan. Maybe the Rambam would agree that maybe Yontif Havdalah is darabanan, but that is an important machlokas to be aware of. If you say Kiddush and Havdalah are both daraisa, so you know that it's cordoned off. Shabbos is cordoned off before and after. If Kiddush is only if Kiddush is daraisa and Havdalah is darabanan, or if Soloveitchik developed the idea, then what's the purpose of Kiddush? Because after all, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Hashem makes Kiddush. Right? Even if I don't make Kiddush, it's not Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim like Yontif. So what's the tachlis of Kiddush? If you say Kiddush and Havdalah both daraisa, then you could say you're separating Kiddush, separating Shabbos. But if you say that only Kiddush is daraisa, what's the purpose? Or if Soloveitchik gave the fascinating mashal of the Gemara Nedarim, that the Gemara says there that even though by a Bechor Behema Tahora, if I have a sheep, a firstborn sheep, it's automatically a carbon. Even if I don't do anything, it's automatically a carbon. But the Gemara says, mitzvah lahakdisho. Even though it's automatically a carbon, it's a mitzvah for me to say, this is kadosh. Right? I am sanctifying this to add my own personal element to the kedusha. So Rav Soloveitchik said, that's a mashal for Shabbos also. There's a mitzvah for a Jew to add their own personal sanctity, mitzvah lahakdisho. Lahakdisho, even though it's already kadosh v'omed, mitzvah lahakdisho, that would be another idea of kedush. The Rambam could also say that, but the Rambam says there's an additional point of cordoning off Shabbos that works with Havdalah as well. But that's in terms of that machlokas. We should take Havdalah seriously. You know, Kiddush, we're all at the Shabbos table, we're focusing. Sometimes Havdalah, half of us are in the different room, we're listening and we're rushing out, we're changing already, we have a lot to do Motzi Shabbos. We should take Havdalah seriously also. According to the Rambam, it's the other side of the coin of the mitzvah daraisa of Zachar's Yom HaShabbos Lekadsha. Good. We continue. Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, the Haredim says, is going back on the sheet that we started with today. According, way back, we said, according to Rabbi Yisrael ben Elazar, that first you make Havdalah, and then you say the rest of Atachonein, right? Why is that? So Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, Baryanai, Zoso Meres, Shosolasas Malacha, Cheyavdil. Because you're not supposed to do anything before you make Havdalah. Right? That's why you make Havdalah, and then you do Malacha. Or you make Havdalah, and then you have bakasha strachav. And that's why first you have to make Havdalah in davening, and then, one has the rest of davening. Kamad atamar, asr lasas malacha, achi yavdil. Vidichvasa, similarly, asr lalan litvot strachav, achi yavdil. Right? A person should not ask for their bakasha strachav, which is a weekday activity, until they make Havdalah. And the Shulchan Aruch says this. Shulchan Aruch in Shimon Reish Sadi Tes. Shulchan Aruch in 299. Says the Shulchan Aruch. My thing fell out here. Reish Sadi Tes. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Also, asas shum malacha kodem shi'avdil. We come home from shul, we should make Havdalah. We shouldn't be involved in other things. We shouldn't be doing malacha. Vim hifdil betfila mutter. Ava vishadayim lo hifdil ala kos. As long as you made hatacha natanu, so then even if one didn't make Havdalah ala kos yet, one is allowed to do malacha. And if you have to do malacha before you dive in, you have to say, hamavdil ben kodesh lachol. Baruch hamad ben kodesh lachol. Says the Ramah, v'chein nashim, she'ein mavdilin betfila, yesh lalam dan sheyomer hamavdil ben kodesh lachol, kodem shi'asu malacha. Let's say the wife is going to set up Havdalah and set up the candle and the besamim, and she should make sure to say Baruch HaMavdil Mikodesh Lachol before she does that. And the Ramah says, and look what I wrote earlier in Reish Lama Gimel about someone who is being Mosef Michal Al HaKodesh, if you could ask somebody who already made Havdalah to do Malacha for him. So remember, we mentioned the Ramah's Mekel there. The Ramah says, just like if you didn't accept Shabbos yet, you could ask your friend who, if you did accept Shabbos, you could ask your friend. There's Amir Lihudi at the beginning of Shabbos. There's Amir Lihudi after Shabbos. And the Lavush argued. The Lavush, if you remember, said, you know, Eino Doma Afuki Shabbos and Ayule Shabbos. He said, no, once it's Shabbos. The Lavush argued. That was the machlokas between the Ramah and the Lavush. The Rishonim discuss, how do we blow shofar on Motzah Yom Kippur before we make Havdalah? Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, Shabbos Shabbason. So the Rishonim, if you look in the Tosfos in Megillah on Daf Dalet Amabes, Tosfos asks, how do we blow shofar before the end? Nishal Luri Halevi. Eich token b'motzo yom ha-kippurim. V'halo asal asas malacha ad she'yavdil. Right? What we just read. You can't do malacha. V'su, and also shema yelech etzal baki. K'der chashinim v'shu rosh hashanah shechal b'shabbos. V'im kein, haya lono lomechash like zera. Maybe you're going to go carry the shofar on Yom Kippur and try to find the baki to teach you. So v'tirates, so Tosfos answers, tkiyah shofar is on a malacha. Right? Like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah also. It's a chachma. It's not a malacha. V'tirets bishum tkiya shofar chachma in a malacha v'gam lo chayshina shem yelech etzal baki. Why? To bishum tkiya achas she'ena ela mishum zecher liyovel lo isra kulehai. Ki Rosh Hashanah da raisahi v'tzorach shloshim kolos. Rosh Hashanah is a serious, like, you gotta know how to do all the shvarims and the truas and you do it 30 times. So what shabra tkiya of Yom Kippur? Anybody could do it. It's a minog, it's a zecher. Right? Nobody, that's not, you don't need any expertise. Even the real shofar is just an expertise, but there's also, it's a chachma, it's not a malacha, but, relating to the Havar Dal Ramas, so that also we are not worried about. Rabbeinu Shmuel also says, the Rashbam, I think, Dafka Shabbos on Rosh Hashanah, because Havar Dal Ramas would be an Issa Daraisa at the time that you're doing it. But Moso Yom Kippur, at most, it'll be just a Drabanan, probably Bishim the Tosefes, and therefore, or even if you would do it, it's a Chachma, so therefore, it, would not be a problem before Havdalah. Okay, and that's the Minag Yisrael. Minag Yisrael is to blow shofar before Havdalah. Vaiter, Abzeira, Blazer Bar Antigonus, Berebi Yanai, Bishem Rebi Yehuda, Berebi, and Lo Yvdil B'motzi Shabbos, Mavdala Filu, what's our Girsa? Bechamishi B'Shabbos. How long can you make Havdalah till? Until Thursday. That's a new one. The Charedim changes the Girsa. He says, Shlishi. Bishlishi B'Shabbos. That's what we're used to, right? Through Tuesday night. Because Sunday, because you know from Hilchas Gittin, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday have to do with the previous Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday has to do with the following Shabbos. Some suggest that if you look in the Rambam is the question about the Girsa in the Rambam. So the Frankel Rambam changed the Girsa. Chavtes Dalid. According to the new Frankel edition Girsa, the Rambam's Girsa is Vin Lo Hivdil Belaila, Mavdil Lo Machar, Mavdil Volach Ad Sof Yom Shlishi. So there's no controversy or nothing exciting there. But if you look in the Shinin Nischos, one of the older versions, the Ksav Yad, Ad Yom Revi'i. The Rambam has Revi'i. Where did the Rambam get that from? Revi'i. So some say it's this Gemara, and the Rambam on the Sienz it Ad V'lo Ad Bechlal. The Rambam had the Girsa of Yerushalmi of until Chamishi, but it doesn't mean until Chamishi, it means until Wednesday night. Till Wednesday night, so the Rambam maybe had the Girsa, and then you wouldn't have to change the Girsa, as the Charedim does. That's what some Achronim suggest. The Rambam had that Girsa. Hada da'at amar b'mavdo mekodesh l'cho. Fine, this is, you can make Avdala for a couple of days regarding the bracha of Hamavdil. Aval bori mori ha'esh omra miyad. But the bracha on candle, one only makes on Motzi Shabbos. Right? And we might add, and the Besamim, one only makes Motzi Shabbos. If there's a reason that we're not making Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos, maybe it is Yantif, then we do Batodienu, but there's no Besamim and there's no candle. Let's say it's a fast day. Let's say it's Tisha B'Av on this past summer, right? It's Tisha B'Av, so we do Eish on Motzi Shabbos. That's it. We don't do the rest of Havdalah until afterwards. But we do the Eish, because the Eish is only Motzi Shabbos. Why? What about what is Eish? So we know 2 days in Chazal. What is the reason we make a Bori Marei HaEish on Motzoi Shabbos? So Machlokes between 2 days, between the Gemara Psachim Daf Nun Dal and Aleph in the Bavli, where the Gemara says that there were two things that Allah Bachshava Liberos Be'erev Shabbos. It, so to speak, went up on Hashem's mind to create on Friday, but it was only created on Motzi Shabbos. One of them was fire. Umotzi Shabbos Nasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Deya Ba'adam Arishon Me'ein Dugma Shalmala Ve'hevi Shnei Avanim. He was the first Boy Scout, right? He took two rocks, V'tachnan Zeh Bazeh, and he rubbed them together, and V'yatza Mehen Or. Right? So, first day of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the Da'as in order to make fire. So fire was created on Umotzi Shabbos. So that's why it's not about Havdalah being Kodesh Lachol, which you could extend and do it on Sunday. But this is about something that happened tonight, and therefore, that is Psachim Nun Dalet. If you look in the Pirkei Der Belazar, right, early source from the Tanoim, in the 20th Parakhaf, what happens? Adam was depressed. What's going to be with me? Right, he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and he got thrown out of Gan Eden. Ben Aspasha Shal Shabbos, I Adam Mahara Belibo, Vahaya Omer, Shema Nachash Hito Si Yavo Yishveni Yachiv. Maybe I'm gonna get slip up again. Finish Talech Lo Amud Shal Eish, Lishamra, Ulahayir Lo Mikal Ra. Hashem sent him a pillar of fire to protect him. Ra Amud, right, and to give him a little chizik. Ra Amud Amud Shal Eish, Visamach Belibo. Adam sees this fire, and he's happy. Pashat as Yado L'Ar Ha'esh. Va'amar, Baruch Adah Hashem L'Kinim Ha'cholam, Barei Marei Ha'esh. Wow, that's Adam. Ukshehirchek as Yadav. Right, what's the oldest bracha we have? This is up there. What is the oldest bracha we have, according to this source? What was an earlier bracha? Barei Marei Ha'esh. Adam made a bracha when Hashem showed him fire. Ukshehirchek as Yadav Ma'orah Ha'esh. Amar, Achshav Ani Yodeya She'nivdal Yom HaKodesh Miyom HaChol. Lama She'en Lahavir Esh Biyom HaShabbos. Why did Hashem wait till after dark to give me this fire? It must be, you can't make fire on this holy day. Ubo'os HaShah Amar, Baruch Adah Hashem Al-Kinim Al-Cholam, Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Right, that's what the Adam said, Bori Mera Esh, and then Hamavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol, according to the Pirkei D'Rabbi Eliezer in Perechav. And that's why it's only on Motzi Shabbos. What type of bracha it is, that's a machlokas rishonim. It's not a birchas hanen in lechora, because then you'd have to make a bracha whenever you see fire the whole week. Why do we only make it on Motzi Shabbos? Right, if we have a candle on Tuesday, you go to a fancy restaurant, right, you don't make a bracha when you go into the restaurant, Bori Mera Esh. Right, it's only Motzi Shabbos, but if it's nanin, right, if it's pure nanin, you should have to make a bracha. So, pachas, it's a bracha shevach v'hodah. Big nafkamina. Do you look at your fingernails before you make the bracha or after you make the bracha? So the poskim say maybe you should do a little of both, right? To be yotze both opinions. If it's a birchas shevach, then first you have to look at your fingernails, right? If it's a birchas mitzvah, nenin, then you have to make the bracha beforehand. So maybe you start beforehand and continue through afterwards. Okay. So we continue. Rabbi Ze'era, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Abba, B'shem Abba, Bar Yirmiyah, Filu Yomtif Shechol Yes B'emsesh B'motzei Shabbos, Ilu, even if Yomtif falls out in the middle of the week, Omer Ben Yom HaShvi'i L'Sheshi Yimei HaMaaseh. You use that lashon, which we use, right? You use that lashon of Hashem separates between the days of Maisa and Shabbos, even though you're not going to have a whole 6 days, right? But still, one does that. Right, the Abu Dram, we all know this halacha, but it comes from the Abu Dram, is one of the earlier sources. In Hilchas Motzi Shabbos, he says, Vihi Noam. Vihi Noam is only said on a Motzi Shabbos that you have a full week coming up. Why? Because we say twice, Orach Yom B'Sinah, what's the Lashon of the Masi Adenu Kodanehu. Right, so full Maisei Yadayim is only if you have a whole week in front of you. And therefore it says the Abu Draham, right here in Hilchas Motzi Shabbos, quoting from the Chuvas HaGaonim, Shein Omrim V'Noam El B'Motzi Shabbos Shekol Sheishas Yamim Heim Shalchol, Abu Motzi Shabbos Shem Ba Yantif Ba'oso Shavua, Ein Omer Osom Ebnei Shemazkir U'Maasei Yadeinu Aleinu, Shnei Pa'amim. Because you say Maase Yadeinu, Maase Yadayim, so we don't have our Maase Yadayim the whole week, and that's why we don't say V'hinoam, unless there is full. But here the Gemara says, in terms of Havdalah, so then we are able to say that Lashon, we don't change the Nusach. In Havdalah. Amar Rav Zeir Lo Rav Yehuda, V'chisheshis Yimei HaMaaseh Lefanav, how could you say it? It's wrong. You don't have 6 days coming up. Amar Le, V'chish Tumah V'Tara Lefanav. Is there Tumah V'Tara in front of you? And that's one of the Havdalahs, that if you say all seven, right, Tumah V'Tara, meaning you say it because that Havdalah exists, right? Even if it's not L'Maaseh right now, so too by this Havdalah as well. Rav Yirmiyah B'Zeir B'Shem Rav Yechiya Bar Ashi. Tzarech Lomar. This is a nice tefillah to say at the beginning of the week. We say one line of this in Atachon Antanu. Hachel Aleinu as Hayamim Sheishis Yimei HaMaaseh Abal Nukraseinu L'Shalom. Let this week be peaceful. Rabbi Abba Mosef Hashmienu Ben Sasson L'Simcha. Give us Simcha. Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah Havineinu V'Lamdeinu. Give us understanding. Let us learn properly. Lamdeinu. Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. Stop there for a minute. So we have this whole tefillah. Interesting. The Torah quotes this tefillah in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. The Torah quotes the tefillah. This is an unknown. We have a couple of unknown tefillahs that we've learned already. Remember, we had the tefillah that we had earlier that the first Bir Halacha said. Say this Yi Ratzon. Shachar Min Chamar of Hashem. Thank you for waking me up and thank you for letting me see the sun in the east and sun in the west. And Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that's just doesn't mean to say those words. But the Mishnah Berurah said to say those words. The first Bir Halacha. So here's another one. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Sadi Hei Siv Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah says, I don't know why people don't say this. The Torah quotes it. And it's the Yerushalmi. So this tefillah, so we don't say it. But the tour, let me just find you the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Elio Rabba, de medaktikim omrim sharp hizmonim v'shirim, you say special things on Motzei Shabbos, v'roi lizar loma ribona shel olam hachel v'chulu, ki hu b'Yerushalmi uvitur, simen reish tali test. Okay? Nobody says it, but that's what these couple of lines here, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's in the tour, and the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe we should mock what I'm saying it, but this little tefillah, I'm not aware of too many sidurim that have this amongst the zmiris of Motzei Shabbos. Good. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yirmiyahu Yahonin Amen. Tzrichin litin eim b'kos v'neim b'ner. When you say Amen, you have to put your eyes on the kos and the eyes on the candle. Right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ma'aril on Friday night. On Friday night, when you make kiddush, litin eim b'neris. Put your eyes on the candle. But it's interesting. Because we're also supposed to look at the coast when we make Kiddush. So what are we supposed to do? So if you look in Reish Ayin Aleph, Hilchas Kiddush, the Shulchan Aruch says that Ukeshem Maschil Yitein Einav Beneros Ubeshasa Kiddush Bekos Shel Bracha. Right, when you start Kiddush, look at the candles. This is the Ramah, and during Kiddush, you can look at the coast. Look at the coast. The Magen Avraham on that Shulchan Aruch says no. Look at the Yerushalmi. Maybe this Yerushalmi proves to me that you're able to look at two things at once. Right? The Ramah solves the problem, one after another. But the Magen Avraham says, maybe this Yerushalmi sounds like you can look at two things at once. Right? It says, Litin Einam Bekos, Einam Bener. Okay. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Reb Yirmiyah, Arbaz Minim Shebelulav, Nitalan Derek de Gidulehen. So Pashas, this is only here because the same person is talking. We haven't had too many of those in the Yerushalmi, but here's one. Reb Chizkiya says, when you hold the Dalan Minim, you have to hold them straight up. Nitalan derek gidulehen. Right, in the Bavli, there is a pasuk that proves this, right, Atzi Shittim Omdim, but here it's just mentioned. So one of the achronim in the back, the Divrei Yehoshua says, well, if you look in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Havdalah, he quotes from the Mahari Vial, that if you use Atzei Besamim, you should hold them straight up. You should hold them straight up. So maybe he gets it from here, maybe this is talking about Havdalah. Maybe there's someone Avdallah, not Dafka, though. What does Lulav have to do with this? But if you're using Hadassim, you're using Hadassim for Avdallah. So if you're using Hadassim for Avdallah, the Ma'ari Vial, quoted in the Magen Avraham, says you should hold them straight up. You're also using them for a Dvar Mitzvah. So maybe it's Dafka, Havdallah related, and not just Sukkah related. Okay, we continue. We could spend a couple of hours on this coming up Mishnah, but we'll have to spend 5 minutes. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Alkan Sipar Yagir Rachamecha, the Altov Yizacher Shemecha. Right, if somebody says, we've spoken about in this parak so far additions. So now we're speaking about additions that are not allowed. Right, now we spoke about additions that are appropriate, the Saint Talumatar and Atachonantanu. But now, if somebody says in davening somewhere, right, Hashem, your Rachmanis are on the birds, right, Shiluach Hakan, V'yatov Yizacher Shemecha, and you are responsible for all the good in the world. Modim, modim, or you say modim twice, mishaskin also, we quiet this person down, we tell him not to be the chazan anymore, because all of these are reflective of something negative, right? The two modims are as if there are two gods, al tov yizachar shemecha, only on the good and not on the bad, and the first one is a big discussion in the Gemara coming up. If somebody makes a mistake while they're the chazan, you have to change chazanim, you can put somebody else up in the middle. And even though usually you're not supposed to jump to be the chazan at the moment where the tzibur needs you, you go up there. Where do you start from? You start from the beginning of the bracha, meaning you don't go in the middle. You don't start in the middle of the bracha. You go back to the beginning of the bracha. Interesting, big discussion in the Achronim, Reb Kiva Eger. Could you have Shomea Ka'one on half a bracha? Could you say half a bracha yourself and half a bracha with Shomea Ka'one? So this is one of the sources that are quoted, because it says you have to go from the beginning. Go from the beginning of the bracha. Rebbe Pinchas b'shem Rebbe Simon kikore tiger al midos hashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the problem with saying Hashem your Rachmanis is on birds? Because you are making God's midos. You're calling Togar, right? That he's not consistent. Al kantziber gi rachamecha, val oso ish lo gi rachamecha. Hashem, you show such rachmanis on birds, what, but not on people. Not on people. So that's why it's inappropriate. That's the mashmaus of his words, says the Pnei Moshe. It's not what he said, but that's the mashmaus of his words. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Simon kenosen kitzvah l'midos hashal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al kantziber gi rachamecha. You're putting a limit on God's Midos. Why? Because he has the gears of Ad, as we're about to see, instead of Al. Is Tani to Tani Al. The Is Tani, Tani Ad. Some have the gears in our mission of Al Kansipar, and some have the gears of Ad Kansipar. Ma Demar Al, Messiah Rabbi Pinchas. The first, if you have Al, that's the first day in our Gemara. Ma Demar Ad, Messiah Rabbi Yossi. Period. It's not appropriate to make the midos, the laws of Hashem, into rachamim. Hashem gives us mitzvos. Do we want to get tamiya mitzvos and learn things from them to ourselves? Okay, but you can't define them as this mitzvah is rachmanis. Or you can't define it as that, because that's not appropriate. And all the mefarshim, the Ramban in Parshas Kisetzeh has a long discussion, the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim, what exactly is the problem here? The Meiri, both in Megillah and in Brachas, where this comes up, says the problem here is that you are reflecting that there is hashgacha pratis on animals. No. There's hashgacha pratis on people. There's hashgacha klolis on animals. Right? And therefore, you can't give off that impression. V'kfarim, we said, no. Hora she'en hashgacha balechayim, rak hashgacha minus, the species. V'zeo l'dati, and that's what the Gemara means. Also, matokin b'masa b'reishis v'chulu. Again, there's a lot here. There's a lot here to talk about on this Mishnah. V'ilein, demetargaminon, and the one who says, the pasuk in Parshas Emor about not shechting a mother and an offspring on the same day. Oso vesbeno, if somebody says the following targum on it, it is not appropriate. This targum is what we have in Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel, but what we call Yonasan ben Uziel is not from the town of Yonasan ben Uziel, it's from a much later time, but this is the targum that's mentioned here. Ve'ilon de mitargamin, ami b'nei Yisrael, kamadana, rachman b'shmaya, kain tavun, rachmana ba'ara. Just like you have rachmanis up above, so too you should have rachmanis below. Torta or rechila, an ox or a sheep. Yosevi yazbra lo sichsun tarveyam b'yamachad. You can't check them the same day. Lo avdin so, and therefore if you show such rachmanis on animals, you should show rachmanis on people. Lo avdin tavus. You shouldn't say that. Shein osim, he does it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rachamim. The same issue. The Zayin LaTorah has a fascinating ha'ara on that pasuk of Osoves Beno in Emor. We mentioned this in a Parsha Shir about 10 years ago, that he says, it's amazing. I'm sitting in one side of the world and I shecht an animal. And then all of a sudden, on the other side of the world is the offspring of this animal, and this other Jew can't shecht it. What does that Jew have to do with me? What my kesher between these two Jews? Says the Zayin LaTorah, Osoves Beno reflects Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazah. You would think, what does this mean? Niflesi beinenu, she'ish echad mibnei Yisrael asa davar amutter behechlit, shachat para, v'alkola eda, hutal adei Yisrael lishchot, bo'osa yomes b'na. Right? Ma'alehem l'kol ish Yisrael, l'shchidasa shal arishon. Davar zem alameid, she'yesh ba'am Yisrael, shaychus nifla, bein Reb Yisrael, l'kol Yisrael, u'lehefech. Bein aprat el aklal, u'lehefech. And kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh, that's how a darshan, and a gadol b'Yisrael reads a pasuk. Modem adam shaskin oso. Let's just finish this. If we say modem twice, it's inappropriate. Damar b'shol bar Rabbi Yitzchak ki socher bi dovri sheker. Pasuk says, close up my mouth, those who speak falsehood. Right, and therefore, if you speak two modems, it's a problem. Hada damar b'tzibur. This is only saying it in public. Aval b'yachid tachru demeim. If you want to add on at home, just to daven to yourself, thank Hashem so much, it is okay. Period. The first three brachas are a unit. You have to go back to the beginning. Adabar bar chana geneva b'shem Rav. Ta b'shalosh brachas achronos chozer lavoda. You have to go back to the beginning of the three. Reb Chelber Rav Chuna b'shem Rav. Ta b'shalosh brachas arishonos chozer betchila. B'shalosh brachas achronos chozer lavoda. Ta v'en yodea hechan ta. What if you don't know? Hopefully, if you're in Betzibur, they know. But if you're at home, go back to the place where you know exactly you said up until that point. But if you don't know, that's the best that you could do. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time in these jam-packed dafim of Maseches Brachos.